corn, when you grind corn real coarsely, you know, it's real coarse in you. And then you do something to it, make it swell up, and then you eat it. You know what that is?
Homer.
Yeah, that's right. All right, what about when you, what's the difference between hominy and grits, do you know?
The grits chopped up in homer is a whole grain.
That's right, okay. All right, what's another grain that we eat that's grown around Savannah in South Carolina that you usually eat with gravy?
Right.
Uh-huh, okay. All right, do you have a term that you might use for some kind of cheap whiskey or homebrew beer that you might make at home or something like that?
Wine.
Okay, any terms for any other terms you might use?
What do you call corn when you grind corn?
Homebrew.
Okay. All right. All right. If you had
What about when you
if you bought a belt or a pocketbook at the store and it was made from real nice leather, you might say this is what kind of leather?
I put another grain to eat.
Kind of.
Well, no, that's not what I'm asking. Let's see. It's not
cheap whiskey or
let me think. Have you ever used the term genuine or genuine?
Yeah, on your eye level.
Okay, that's what I was after. All right. Sometimes sugar is sold in a big package. And what would you say? I bought the sugar in. It's not loose, but it's in a big package.
Sugar in 25 pounds.
Well, that's about the right size. Now, this would be, you'd be buying it in... What?
Wholesale.
No, have you ever used the term bulk?
Bulk.
Okay. What do you, I just fixed Brian a few minutes ago, a peanut butter and what sandwich?
Jelly sandwich.
That's right. Okay. All right. When you set the table, one of the two things you usually put on there that you like to, in shakers, that you shake over your food. What would that be?
Salt and pepper.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. There were a bowl of apples sitting on the table and you wanted one and you said to whoever was sitting next to you, would you please
pass me?
All right. Use the word give. And
give me the apples.
All right. Let's see now. All right, what would you call the seed of a cherry?
Cherry seed.
Okay. What about the hard thing inside a peach? What would you call that?
Kiln.
All right. What about a peach that, where the... you know, they broke away from the seed real easily, from the kernel real easily. What would you call that? What kind of peach is that?
Okay.